In Illinois, gasoline is taxed twice, so explains Representative Jack Franks, a Democrat from Marengo.
What we have in Illinois is a tax on a tax, which is just wrong, because right now we get charged with motor fuel tax, but then on top of that, they charge a sales tax.
Franks wants to wipe out that second tax so drivers would no longer have to pay a sales tax on gasoline and other fuels. Illinois has done it before. The state temporarily lifted the sales tax on gasoline more than a decade ago, a move some viewed as a mistake. While it's popular with voters, it would mean less money for Illinois' already stretched budget. Franks insists it's not an election year gimmick.
I'm dead serious about this.
So is a group that wants more money to be spent maintaining Illinois' roads and bridges. The Transportation for Illinois Coalition proposes abolishing the 19 cents a gallon motor fuel tax and replacing it with a 9.5% wholesale fuel tax. That plan also calls for higher driver's license and vehicle registration fees. I'm Amanda Vinicky.